clients. We don't hassle you, we help you. Come see Mazda. Hot, stylish, and a huge upgrade from your current ride. And with 0%, maybe you'll lower your payment too. Bradshaw Mazda, where our cars are just easy to buy. See our specials at BradshawMazda.com.
Tula doesn't miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you're coming, all you better come. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. Don't judge any of the rookie quarterbacks who go to bad teams. Trust me when I tell you this already. I get that both Trevor and Zach Wilson are experiencing issues so far, but they are both going to be terrific. Absolutely terrific. Wilson can do things, some things that really only Mahomes can do. And again, you knew that he would struggle against New England. Belichick's never lost to a rookie quarterback. So you knew that that would be the case. And his, as I said, his receivers didn't help him. You know, one ball hits his receiver in both hands, bounces off, and gets intercepted. I still think this. I think that we need a category for interceptions that aren't on quarterbacks. You know, again, I think there should be that category. We have every analytical stat known to mankind now in all sports, but we can't distinguish an interception when it's clearly not on the quarterback. Again, I think it's this simple. If the ball hits a receiver with two hands, not one hand, hits a receiver with two hands and he does not catch it and it gets deflected and picked off, that's on the receiver. Alex and Easley. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing well, Walt. Doing well. Thank you.
Good to have you, Alex.
Yeah, so I guess a few things. First of all, your small monologue on vaccines. I totally agree. I'm somebody that does not believe in government intervention, and this is a sports show. Nobody wants to hear my thoughts or anybody's thoughts on it. But, you know, I just see a lot of, like, people making it a religious issue. And, you know, for some, I really do think that they believe that. And, you know, they're the kind of people that don't go to hospitals for cancer treatments. And to them, I tip my cap because that's a strong held belief and that's very commendable. But then there are others who say that. And when rubber meets the road, I mean, you know, they're taking cough medicine and, you know, all these other types of medicines that have used extensive scientific research and extensive studies that, you know, if you're purporting to not like the vaccine because of the methods that were used to test it, you need to look at a long list of, you know, medical devices and, you know, medicine that's been developed. But that out of the way, I really liked your take on it. And as somebody that also doesn't believe in government intervention, I totally agree.
Thanks, Alex.
But now to the fun stuff.
Yep.
I mean, you know, the football. You know, Georgia Tech, I think some Clemson fans, I'm young, but I've been a fan my whole life. And I think there's some that have jumped on the bandwagon, you know, about 2012 when we were really flashy and exciting. And I think some jumped on 2015. And some people don't remember the house of horror that Atlanta was against Georgia Tech. I mean, Georgia Tech has always, you know, been a big rivalry game. I think it's been lost recently just because of, you know, the trajectory of the two programs. I thought it was a big game, and I was a little disappointed with how subdued the crowd was before the rain delay. I mean, that just kind of struck me as the fan base going in a direction that is troubling to me. And as far as the on-the-field play, I don't know how it came over through the TV, but I was very troubled that DJ's staring down of receivers in a manner that even, you know, average quarterbacks, something was going on that just felt strange watching him when he was throwing the ball. That I don't know how it looked on TV, but in person, it was, you know, when they say it was telegraphed to a receiver, you know, you could see it. That was very troubling.
Well, look, I thought at times he actually went through his progressions in this game and showed some improvement in that area. But again, you're sort of limited with the way Georgia Tech was defending Clemson, dropping eight guys, and none of these receivers have distinguished themselves to this point, and really in any area at all, including yards after the catch. You know, you go back to the Notre Dame game last year, and you had Cornell Paul and Amari Rodgers both make significant yards after the catch gains in that game. And again, DJ was throwing to a completely different group of guys, you know, and those were his two favorite targets. And he just doesn't have any familiarity with these receivers at all. There's no sync at all right now for this group of guys. And then you add in the uncertain play of the offensive line to this point, and you have a recipe for an offense that's struggling. And I don't know how many games it's going to take for it to get fixed, but I don't think it's going to happen overnight. I think it's a work in progress, and I don't think you're going to see the best of this offense probably until game 7-8 of the season.
Yeah, and I think the offensive line is such a core issue that, you know, in the past has been a champagne problem. Like, you're winning a national championship, but, you know, our linemen aren't NFL caliber. You know, boo-hoo, you know, we're still winning. But I think it's finally caught up to us in the lack of development. I'm very troubled in the fact that, you know, if we can't, you know, just line up and run the ball at a talent advantage against Georgia Tech, that, you know, at some point that's just football. There's no complexity about it. There's no scheme. At some point you've got to impose your will, which the good teams do, and it doesn't always have to look that way. But I'm not sure if it's in the guys they're recruiting or if it's how we're coaching or how we're developing. But that's been a problem for a couple of years, because there's no reason in my mind that the NFL doesn't have, you know, at least one or two Clemson offensive linemen that, you know, we produced. I'm not saying everybody's got to have a Clemson offensive lineman, but I think there is some fundamental flaw that either needs to be a coaching change or a serious change in recruiting strategy, or, you know, I don't know what the answer is, but clearly there's a big flaw there.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. You know, we'll see how it plays out. I mean, I think that let's let the season develop before we think about problems with particular coaches. I mean, I've had people call the show, right? They want to fire this guy, that guy, everyone. And I realize Alex wasn't necessarily saying fire, but you know, when you make a suggestion that there's a problem with a particular coach, that sort of indicates that. And maybe there is. But I think we at least need to let the season develop and get to game 7, 8, 9 before we start talking about those kind of changes. Because most often, this team under this coaching staff has gotten significantly better and righted the ship. Cliche alert. So we'll see. I think that they have the opportunity to do that, and I think they will do that. I'm actually more worried about the present. I'm more worried about the immediate. This game against NC State. Here's what I really think. I think if Clemson can get by this game against NC State, I think they'll be fine the rest of the way. I don't think there's anybody left on the schedule before you get to an ACC championship game that is going to pose any threat. I just don't. People have talked about Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh sucks. I'm not buying that. I think the game in question is this one. And if you get by this one, I think you give yourself the luxury of slowly getting better. But you have to find a way to get by this one. Matt, how are you?
Hey, Walt.
Hey, Matt. Appreciate you getting in, as always. Hey, Matt, by the way, I know you're a Colts fan. We've talked frequently about Carson Wentz being made of glass, but this is a new one, Ramona. Carson Wentz is one of the first players ever who I have heard, that I've ever heard of, to have two sprained ankles in one game. He sprained both ankles.
How did he do that?
I don't know, Matt, but now Carson, what is Carson in? Two boots? Is it double boots for Carson? What's
I don't know. I mean, he's probably two boots and the neck brace and all this other stuff. I mean, call Rivers. I mean, can we just make some phone call to Rivers and say we'll cater his family dinners for the rest of the year and, and have free babysitting for his wife,
yeah.
whatever he wants.
Yeah.
I mean, heck, host his little high school football team, Lucas Oil. I don't care.
I'm still stunned that he didn't come back. I really am. I thought, you know, this was his best chance. He was finally behind a quality offensive line. They played pretty well last year under him. This was going to be a second year running the offense. You know, they probably outplayed Buffalo in the playoff game and lost, but I thought he played well in the playoff game. So I really thought that he would come back for one more go round, but apparently not.
Yeah, and the defense isn't playing up to where they should be. So,
no.
But that's beyond the point. I mean, we'll probably draft a quarterback next year. So, but how about Ole Miss? I think my Ole Miss pick is looking better every day.
Yeah.
Especially for the Heisman candidate.
Yeah. I think Matt Corral is the clear Heisman frontrunner as of now. And I think he's the best quarterback in the country by a fairly wide margin at this time. And it's become a quarterback award. You know, look, he's going to have his chance in the Alabama game. He's going to have his chance to have his Heisman moment. And I think Alabama is very beatable. And I don't think they match up particularly well with that Ole Miss team.
I just think at the beginning of the season, Kiffin had an edge to him, and it just seemed like the team has a total different mindset. I know Kiffin hasn't been there long, but I think he has them rolling.
Well, look, he had an edge against Alabama last year, too, and I grant that was at home, and he did have Elijah Moore at receiver who was, you know, a superstar. But you know, they ran 87 plays on Alabama last year, and they put up 650 yards, and there was nothing Bama could do. Bama, just to be clear about that, situation. Bama never stopped Ole Miss in that game. Ole Miss stopped themselves. And you know, people might say, well, how's that? Well, it was because there were like five errant shotgun snaps in the last 15 minutes of the game for Ole Miss, all on key decisive plays where they really had a chance to win that game. So you clean up that little issue, which they apparently have, and now you don't have any pressure release for Bama in that game. And again, we saw what a good offense can do to that Alabama defense this past weekend. And most people didn't even view Florida as a good offense.
No. And it's going to be nice to see. I'll have the popcorn ready for that one.
Yep.
I don't know if you talked about this game and I'll run. There was apparently a very critical error of officiating in the Mississippi State Memphis game. I think they made a mistake where essentially they took a possession away from Mississippi State or a turnover that cost them the game. If you could touch on that, and I'll run.
Thank you, Matt. Well, I didn't see that specific situation, so I'll have to look it up. And I thought I had seen everything from every game, but I thought in general, the weekend that was in the world of college and the NFL was the worst officiated weekend I've ever seen. And I just thought it was across the board. I don't think this is hard to understand. As officials rely more and more on the crutch of instant replay, the product gets worse and worse. And I think that's just obvious. And I've never seen it as bad as it was. Like we always say on the show, I never blame officiating. I think players and coaches make way more mistakes than officials and are usually responsible for winning and losing. But I think we're to the point where the officiating is so awful on both major levels, the NFL and college, that it warrants discussion, at least in a general sense. And as I said, as somebody who watched, you know, a million games this past weekend, I thought that the officiating was just atrocious across the board. I mean, every single game was seemingly embarrassing to me. And I don't even know which level was worse. I almost think the NFL was, but it was so bad on both levels. It just can't be that bad. And there are certain mistakes that just should never occur. Again, cheating Penn State out of a down. I mean, that's something that happened 30 years ago. That can't happen today. How do you just not stop the game and run through the television replay to be sure? I don't get it. Hey, let me tell you about my guy, Gary Mahaffey, and Robert will get to you on the other side. Gary Mahaffey with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary's hit the ground running with WCCP listening audience. People love Gary, and why? Because he's so impossibly knowledgeable about all issues of Medicare. He's also incredibly patient and accommodating with all of your questions. He explains every step of the way to you. And that's why he has been so wildly popular with our listening audience. Many of you text in questions for Gary. We try to address one listener question a week, so feel free to send yours in. You can always just call Gary for advice as well, 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484. Gary's been on Medicare himself for a few years, so he understands the process from both sides of the equation. Gary's an independent agent. He represents all of the companies in your service area, and he's always going to be there for you after the sale. And by the way, the best part of this is his services come free to you. He's compensated by the insurance companies, not you. It costs you nothing. It's only going to save you. Why leave money on the table in this economy? Look, Gary has over 16 years experience helping people with their best Medicare choice. Gary's motto is always do no harm. So if you're in the best situation, he's going to keep you there. If you're aging into Medicare, either turning 65 or through the disability route, please call Gary for assistance today. If you're a vet, an aging vet who thinks you've expired all your options, you haven't. Call Gary. 864-307-8484. 864-307-8484, or visit them on the web, insuranceforseniorsanddisabled.com, insuranceforseniorsanddisabled.com. Robert and Georgie, you're up first on the other side. Quick break.
Ooh-wee, you talk about lip smacking, finger licking homemade fried chicken. I'm talking about the chicken basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Delicious fish and oysters as well, plus catering for any party. Call them now at 226-3242. Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall invites you to their special VIP event now through September 26th. This event will feature pre-owned jewelry, retired styles, trade-ins, vendor samples, super clearance, and more. North America's largest family-owned jeweler for 75 years, Reed's Jewelers Associates look forward to helping you find that ideal piece of jewelry you've been looking for. Find it at the Reed's special VIP event now through September 26th. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme Donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canty Foundation Specialist is your local trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Whether you're in between homes, on a work assignment in the upstate, or need a space close to campus for game day, Everlawn Clemson, a luxury apartment community for ages 55 and older, is now offering short-term luxury apartment rentals. Enjoy chef-prepared meals, bar and bistro, full kitchen, and washer-dryer in apartment, a fitness room, concierge and housekeeping services, walking proximity to Patrick Square, and much more. Now is your time to go all in with Everlawn. Call Everlawn today for a free tour, 864-499-8318.
back by popular demand, Gary Mahaffey and I are reinstituting the Medicare Question of the Week for you. This has been a segment that many of you have identified with, as evidenced by the many questions you have sent us for Gary. Gary, listener asks, I know the annual enrollment period begins in October and that Gary can't market 2022 plans before the 15th. Can we get an appointment now to meet with Gary in October?
Walt, this listener is reading my mind. Every year I promise to make every reasonable accommodation to meet with everyone who wants to meet with me. Existing customers or potential new customers. I've had appointments at midnight, 2 a.m., 5 a.m. While I'm sure folks think this may not be reasonable, anyone who has an appointment will be seen. As the listener so aptly put it, we can make appointments today, and the early bird still catches the worm. 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484.
There you go, listeners. You will thank Gary and I later.
Are you tired of sitting on the cryptocurrency sidelines, watching others trade in the exciting new asset class and not sure how to get started? Well, now you can invest in cryptocurrency with the tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA. The Alto Crypto IRA can be opened with as little as $10 today. With a self-directed crypto IRA, you are in control of your investments. Choose from over 60 coins, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cardano, and more. It's a great way to diversify your portfolio. All trading is done through Coinbase, so your keys, coin storage, and trades are secure. There are no setup charges, just a low monthly fee and trade fee. Now, you can get started in cryptocurrency investing with ease with a tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA.
Invest in crypto with the tax benefits of an IRA for as little as $10. Just go to altoira.com/sports. That's altoira.com/sports. Invest in a crypto IRA today. altoira.com/sports.
Hey, if you bleed orange and purple, we're your flagship station for Clemson athletics. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Only in America, folks.
Where every day is game day.
SEC, SEC, SEC. You know how they keep themselves the best conference from running? Because when they play teams from other conferences, they only give them three downs.
Oh.
You know, that helps
seems winning. Like, didn't you say that coach was screaming about that?
Oh, yeah, Franklin.
Well, why didn't they go back and don't make sense.
Yeah,
they just let him scream and didn't do anything about it?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you saw the officiating, again.
That don't make sense to me.
Yeah, I know I single out that game,
really,
but
weird.
I thought just in general, across the board, it was horrific. But as I said the other day, when the ultimate propagandist, SEC propagandist and apologist, Chris Fowler, who just lives and breathes the SEC over all their leagues and just doesn't even want to tolerate any talk of any other league, tells you like 10 times during the game between Auburn and Penn State that Penn State's getting screwed by the SEC officials, then I think you can take that to heart, because Fowler is the last person on earth who wants to admit that. But again, like 10 times he said, "No, I don't think the people at Penn State are going to be real pleased with the SEC officiating in this game." Yeah, with good reason. And people are asking me about that, about why don't we have officials from other conferences, you know, who are neutral to the game. Yeah. You know, I guess the answer is because they're employed working for those other conferences. But yeah, something needs to be done. You can't, you just can't have what happened in that Penn State Auburn game. I mean, honestly, and look, I think Hartz is going to do a good job and I respect Auburn, but, and it's not Auburn's fault that the game was officiated as it was. But let's be honest, if the officiating in that game wasn't so one-sided, Penn State probably wins that game by 3 scores instead of the 8 that they won the game by. And the game hung in the balance because the game was so poorly officiated. And do I think that they offered up a makeup call or two late in the game? Yeah, I do. But it was too late and too one-sided. Robert in Georgia. Robert.
Wait.
What?
can you please tell us about donuts so that I can take this website out of my face?
Yeah. In fact,
I've been staring at donut pictures for 30 minutes.
I know. And you've been telling me all about them for 30 minutes.
I know.
And you're killing me. Krispy Kreme donuts, the Reese family, Anderson, Spartanburg. They've been doing it right since the early 60s. Yeast donuts, cake donuts. No one does the donuts like Krispy Kreme, and everybody knows this. And they combine that with all of the coffee drinks and all of the choices that the extravagant coffee house has, but at regular human being prices. This is Krispy Kreme in Anderson, Spartanburg, the home of the New York Super Cheesecake Donut. Still the greatest donut you may have ever conceived of. Ramona still insists it's the Oreo Cookie Donut and its derivatives at Krispy Kreme, Anderson, Spartanburg. But Ramona, as always with Krispy Kreme, we have some new entries.
Yeah, this week we have maple glazed.
Maple glaze
with filling, with maple cream filling.
Maple glaze with maple cream filling.
Yeah, and maple glazed cake. Mm-hmm. And they have a cinnamon roll donut I didn't even know about called cinnamon bun. I have to try that
one. A cinnamon roll donut?
Yeah, I've been
donut?
Looking at the whole page. So I've discovered pictures of donuts I didn't even know they had.
I want the cinnamon roll
cinnamon
donut.
Cinnamon bun donut.
Cinnamon bun donut. I'm on that one. I'm on that one first. I want that one first.
Yeah. And also, you can go to the homepage at KrispyKreme.com and click on Join Rewards, and you can get all sorts of coupons and things for extra goodies if you join that. All you do is sign, make an account.
Okay.
So.
It doesn't get better than that. You can go and get all the extra goodies from Krispy Kreme just by setting your account up. And by the way, if you want to raise money for any worthwhile cause, you know, church group, youth group, Hell's Angels, you call my friends, the Reese family in Anderson, Spartanburg. They'd be glad to help you. You know, if you think you're going to raise money with those industrialized white box cookies that have been sitting in a warehouse for 20 years, you are fooling yourselves. There's only one Krispy Kreme. Hey, Ramona, you know, before I get to Robert, you know how we've talked about these scam calls yesterday?
Yeah.
In the last couple of days, and we've warned about the ones that come from sheriff departments as well. You know, I got one this morning. You know, I've got the audible thing that blares out, you know, who's on the phone or whatever.
Yeah.
Or gives the number.
That's right, you do. Answer the phone when I call you. you do.
This morning, do you know what it said? It said American police.
American?
Yeah. It's supposed to like the French police.
Yeah. Or, in other words, it doesn't even know that, say, police department or South Carolina police. Yeah. American. That tells you where it's coming from.
Right, right.
It ain't coming from America.
Right. And, of course, when it blares that out, you know, I don't answer it. You know, that or when Rory calls. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding, Rory. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you?
Walt, I'm good. And you?
Good, Robert. Appreciate you getting in.
Now Rory's going to call me, Walt.
Got a couple of picks and a question about a line, but I did want to ask
hold
you
on.
A question.
Hold on, Robert. I gotta stop for a second. I don't know if this is... Yeah, it is. Seminole Ted. The donut pimp strikes again. Now I have to drive from Inman to Spartanburg just to get a donut. Maple glaze is making my diabetes start thumping. Seminole Ted. And Texter 704 says, Walt just said church groups, youth groups are Hell's Angels. With a bunch of smiley faces. Go ahead, Robert. Sorry to interrupt.
They need money too.
That's right.
Yeah, that maple donut and that cinnamon bun. Oh. And them sound like right up my alley with a good cup of coffee.
Exactly.
So, but I did that officiating in that Penn State Auburn game. That's the god awfulest officiating I've seen since the game. I think it was Georgia and Tennessee a few years ago, where Georgia defenders were stretching the T-shirts of the receivers.
Yeah, that's right.
Out their back
constantly. That's right. You know, you know how to overcome a whiteout and a home field advantage of 107,000. Just make every call against the home team.
Yeah, bring your own your own refs.
Right.
That was a bad game. It's funny because you see games and you watch games and you'll see a bad call here and a bad call there. But every year it's like there's one game where it's the whole game is just god awful.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a big game. Yep. I remember a year Ohio State played Wisconsin, and Ohio State was the Big Ten's last chance to go to the playoffs, and Wisconsin had all those good defensive ends. And the whole game, Ohio State's tackles, both the left and the right, were wrapping their arms around Wisconsin's defensive ends, just wrapping it around their waist. And that, not one call till the end of the game. So
yeah, you know, and I know you watch a lot of games as well, Robert, and I think collegiately, professionally, this was the worst weekend of officiating I ever saw. I mean, I just saw atrocious calls that were not corrected, not fixed. I mean, I don't even know why we have replay. I'm not sure at all. You know, Matt Ryan clearly fumbled in the Tampa Bay game before the end of the first half, and it was returned for a touchdown. It would have made it 28-7. The game was good night. Instead, it was never fixed. It was never fixed, and it went to half 21-7, and Atlanta actually got back in the game, you know, before Matt Ryan threw two more pick sixes to make up for it. Matt Ryan made up for it himself. Matt feeling guilty about the fact that his fumble return for a touchdown was not correctly ruled, said, "I'll throw two pick six interceptions to the same guy in the second half to make up for it."
Yeah. Yeah, that I came on air, Walt, and told you that Atlanta was going to rue the day that they re-signed Matt Ryan and Julio Jones to such big contracts. They got rid of Julio, and now look what he's doing, I guess, in Tennessee. Those were bad decisions on that franchise's part. But question about Clemson's offense. Well, I'm going to get to my picks. I'll ask you the question later on about their offense. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at some of these lines, but there's some odd lines this week. The first one that I'm going to pick is Marshall getting 7 at Appalachian State. Now, I know that's a Thursday night, and it's in Boone, but Marshall knows how to play football in the mountains on a Thursday night. I can't believe they're getting 7 points at App State, but I'm taking Marshall, and I'm going to take that 7 points. What do you think?
Well, here's why, okay? Because I gave out Marshall minus 10 against East Carolina playing at home, and I thought they would easily cover that. Biz didn't cover that at all. And meanwhile, you know, App State played East Carolina a couple weeks back and pretty much whooped up on them. So,
yeah,
you know, that would be the, you know, that'd be the transitive property that connects that. But because I gave out Marshall minus 10 at home against East Carolina, they couldn't even win. I'm off of Marshall. So ask somebody else.
Yeah, I think Marshall's going to be able to get too much pressure on Chase Bryce, and I don't think App State can keep up with Marshall. I mean, Marshall's got a good offense, and they're going to score some points. So, second game, give me Kentucky, and I'm going to lay the 5 against South Carolina. I think Kentucky, by the end of the season, I think they're going to end up one of the best offenses in the SEC. Mark Stoops is letting Liam Cohen do his thing. They finally got a quarterback. They've got some receiver talent. They got a good offensive line and good defense. Okay. I just don't see how Kentucky doesn't win that game by a touchdown.
Okay.
The next game, and this is the last one I'm going to ask you about. I'm not picking this right now, but Kansas State getting 6 at Oklahoma State. I don't understand that line at all.
Yeah, you know, Oklahoma State
lose perennially at Oklahoma State or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Oklahoma State played better football this past weekend against Boise State. They refound their run game, which they have to have. But Kansas State has traditionally played pretty well in Stillwater of late. And can you have tradition of late? Sort of an oxymoron. But regardless, recent history, let's just say. I think Kansas State with Deuce Vaughn has a real chance. I think Vaughn is one of the more underrated players in the country. For those who don't know, he's sort of a Darren Sproles clone. He's about 5'6", but he's remarkably explosive and dangerous. And he's at the end of my Heisman list.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you, Kansas State took being the home underdog against Nevada to heart, and they opened up a can on Nevada.
They did.
I mean, they were really impressive. So
Well, you know, Kansas State's tough to beat in Manhattan.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of these teams, as we already have seen this year, have two truths, a home truth and a road truth.
Yeah. Yeah. One more game right quick, Walt. I appreciate it. Missouri minus two at Boston College. What are your thoughts on that? I appreciate you getting me in, but
thank you, Robert. I have no thoughts on that. I have absolutely no thoughts on Missouri minus two at Boston College with Grossell at quarterback for BC and the issues that Missouri has had so far. Clemson dominates, though, Ramona, offers his top three Krispy Kreme donuts. I'm not sure I understand. I don't even know that I knew they had these. One is blueberry cake. I'm all about anything with blueberries. Blueberry cake, I want to try. Two is lemon-filled glaze. I don't know about that either. I have to have that. And three is cinnamon powdered apple filled. I'm at least on one and two. And maybe three. Oh, who am I kidding? Maybe. Yes. Yes, all. Hey, let me, before we get a break, let me tell you about my friend Nick Lavery. Look, do you need someone who knows the law on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. Nick's office is conveniently located downtown Clemson, 115 Stone Circle. You've been hurt on the job, dealing with the aftermath of a car accident or personal injury. You've been charged criminally. Nick understands your frustration. He's here to get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, it can be stressful. Nick will make sure that your closing goes smoothly. Nick's a former state prosecutor, longtime private practice attorney, who's ready to help you win. By the way, if you have an elderly loved one that you feel is being victimized by substandard care in a nursing home facility, that can't stand. Nick will give you a free consultation. Take advantage of that. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 20 years. He'll answer any legal questions you might have. Call my friend Nick Lavery today, 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680. Schedule your appointment. Also, check out his website for more info at nicklaverylaw.com. Nick Lavery, LAVERY.com. When we get back, I'm going to give you the Road Rage top 10 Heisman candidates as of this snapshot in time. And I can tell you with absolute certainty, this is not a list that anyone would have thought about before the year. In fact, Erskine Softball responded with a meme or a GIF that said, "Who are these guys?" Exactly. Quick break.
Friday nights, the Roar carries the Tri-County Technical College High School Game of the Week. They're hosted by the Upstate's voice for high school football, William Quackenbush. The Tri-County Technical College High School Game of the Week, Friday nights on the Roar.
Start your new Tiger tailgating tradition by owning a Lakeside Lodge Clemson condo across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley. Lakeside Lodge boasts high-end yet comfortable resort amenities like our restaurant, Traditions on the Lake, a football field for free tailgate festivities, and a lakeside fire pit to gather around on crisp fall evenings. When you aren't here cheering the Tigers on, earn income in the rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new traditions today.
Hey, how did you sleep last night? Research shows adults need between 7 and 9 hours of sleep every night. Most don't. The number one reason given? A bad mattress. Sleep may be the most important activity you do every day. It affects your mood, energy, productivity, and health. Visit the sleep experts at Engineered Sleep and find the perfect mattress for a better night's sleep for your family. Use code WCCP for 10% off. That's up to $250 off. American made right here in Greenville. Visit EngineersSleep.com for a better sleep and a better life.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Dealing with addiction and don't know where to turn? At Recovery Concepts of the Carolina Upstate, we are dedicated to improving the lives of our patients through the recovery process. Call 864-306-8533. A phone call can completely change your life.
If you or someone you know has been unable to work full-time and has been dealing with a veteran's disability case or TDIU claim on their own for several years and has received a hearing notice, it still isn't too late to get a lawyer for your case. Let's improve your chance of victory with your case today with a team at Thompson & King. They know veterans law. It's never too late to know more about your case and be as prepared as possible. Call Thompson & King at 864-222-2022 or visit thompsonking.com and let us help you.
I'm Dr. Frank Armacita, orthopedic surgeon with the Surgery Center at Pelham. I grew up in Clemson and graduated from Clemson University, and in the upstate, we are neighbors. If your joints are worn out after years of golf, tennis, cycling, running, or weekend warrior activities, I believe our team at the Surgery Center at Pelham can make a difference in your life. We revolutionize the same-day total knee and same-day total hip replacement surgery. You'll be walking out the very same day and back home safely that night. Learn more online at surgerycenteratpelham.com.
Hi, I'm Guy the Insurance Guy. Do you have a business with 50 or more employees? One of the greatest challenges you face is the cost of employee benefits. You pay a lot for these benefits to help you attract and retain employees. But are you getting the best deal? Are you sure? One of my clients has had these results over the past 15 years. 4 years with no increase at all, and 2 years with a decrease, and an average renewal of only 6%. I can't guarantee everyone these results, but I promise you I will fight as hard as I can to give you the best rate. Give me an opportunity. Give me a call. 864-467-8738. What do you have to lose? I'm Guy, the Insurance Guy. My company is The Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Hi, folks. Qualk here. Join Donnell Clark and me each Friday night for our Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Southern Wesleyan University. This week's game is Easley at Woodmont. Pre-game starts at 7 p.m. right here on The Roar. And don't forget that you can help us choose where we go each week. Just log on to WCCPFM.com and vote in our online poll presented by Stephen Fisher Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. Even when it's hot outside, EnviroMulch has the right products to protect your plants and help them retain moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Go ahead. Tell us what's on your mind.
Ah!
Go on. Tell us what you're thinking about. Go on. Tell us how it makes you feel.
Ah!
Taking your calls on the Vibe Broadband phone lines all day. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hello there, my old friend. Not so long ago, it was still the end. We played outside in the pouring rain. On our way up the road, we started over again.
Welcome to the Road Rage. Texas 704 said, you know, who responded and quoted me saying, Walt just said church groups, youth groups, or Hell's Angels. He said, I'm picturing a Hell's Angel going door to door fundraising. You know, well,
you want some donuts?
Hey, remember our guy Tiny told us, you know, they're all great guys, you know, all great guys and girls at the big Hell's Angels event. Remember Tiny?
The guy that used to do the deer hunting thing?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Tiny gave us the updates. I don't know what's happened to Tiny. Tiny used to play football at Clemson. Tiny's 6'6 and 300.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hey, look, anybody who's named Tiny is
good. Oh, I knew 6'6", that. I just thought I wanted to remember who he was.
People are actually 5'6". Don't call themselves Tiny.
No, they don't want you to do it either.
That's right. By the way, we have basically spent every break during the show discussing
Krispy Kreme donuts. Isn't that terrible? This is pathetic.
We actually had to go look up the blueberry cake and the lemon fizz glaze, and we confirmed that. And meanwhile, we also found that they have a raspberry.
Yeah, they do.
So they have the lemon filled glaze and the blueberry cake and Krispy Kreme, and they have the raspberry. What's the raspberry one?
Raspberry filled, just like the lemon filled, but it's raspberry.
And then there was strawberry.
Strawberry filled, too. Powdered with strawberry cream, yeah. Yeah, they're down the bottom. I didn't see those.
Oh, man.
Right before the donut holes. Those are good, too. Pop those in.
All right, so Seminole Ted. So, Seminole Ted, let me tell you about the health there. If you're age 50 or above, your belly fat isn't just increasing your risk of heart disease, stroke, and dementia, but it's also compromising your immune system, making you susceptible to those viruses going around. Call the health there. They'll get you healthy from the inside out, boosting your immune system and blasting that dangerous belly fat in order to reverse your symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, sleep apnea, and more in 30 days or your money back. Who does that? Call today. Tell them Walt Tiptula sent you, and you get the second program free. That's me. Tell them I sent you, get the second program free. So going with the family member, going with the coworker, they don't want you to go alone. Call today, 1-877-I-DARE-ME, 1-877-I-DARE-ME, or go to idareme.com, idareme.com. All right, a little Heisman conversation on a what day? On a Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Yeah. It's the 21st of September.
Yeah, thanks. I knew the month. I knew that one right off. It's just, it's a day thing.
You get the date, but not
well,
the
because,
day.
You know, see, because I'm still up doing show stuff at like 4 a.m. So,
yeah.
So you know, the days run into one another. There's really just one big day
it's
in my
Saturday.
World.
Saturday. No, that's not true because football comes on just about every day now, doesn't it?
I know.
So it's NFL or college.
But what I'm saying is I don't really have like 7 days a week. I have like one day a week.
Just one big,
right, it's one massive day. Yeah, 7 times 24.
Okay.
All right, on the Heisman front, Jason said, Walt just bought a dozen just now. So, see, there you go. On the Heisman front, and this is not, if we had done this list before the year, it certainly would not have looked like this. Most of the usual suspects preseason or the expected suspects preseason didn't make this list. I have no Spencer Rattler on this list. Obviously, no DJ Uiagalelei on this list at this point. No JT Daniels on this list. No Sam Howell on this list. You know, I had some Georgia, some North Carolina people who wanted to know why no Sam Howell. Well, because you lost at Virginia Tech, who's not any good. And in that game, he threw three picks. You know, and again, we still don't have categories that distinguish quarterback fault from receiver fault, tip balls, etc. And so, you know, he hasn't been great. He was better this past weekend, but he was better when North Carolina reestablished a run game. I mean, Armstrong had no run game in that contest and yet threw for 550 yards. All right. Starting from the bottom, I guess, and working our way to the top on my road rage Heisman candidates, you can get in. I want to talk some NFL before this day is over too. Most specifically, I want to talk about the Baltimore-Kansas City game. I noticed KC Chiefs Chad's not around on any of the text lines. Texas has got to try the strawberry cheesecake, too. See, I didn't even know that. Just get to Krispy Kreme. All right. Number 10. I have a tie at number 10, Ramona, because, you know, we always have ties. Because
you always
10.
Have ties.
Right. Now, record this. This is, mark the tape. This is the 21st of September.
Okay.
All right.
I'm with you.
Number 10 is a tie between two guys who most average college football fans have never heard of. 10 is a tie between Deuce Vaughn, the Kansas State running back that we just talked about. Vaughn is very Darren Sproles-like. Now, I'm not saying he is Darren Sproles, but he's the closest thing. He's about the same size, 5'6". He's hyper-explosive. When he gets a crease, he's gone. He is a big-time playmaking threat. And, you know, it doesn't matter how you get him the ball. He is a little big weapon for Kansas State. He is a problem for everybody. And he is tied with Greg Bell. Now, again, most people don't know who Bell is. But if you listen to the show a year ago, you should have. Because I was giving out San Diego State like every week in picks, and I was giving them out in large part because of Greg Bell. Dexter said, is his nickname Tiny? No, it's not. But Bell, we gave out San Diego State week after week last year, and Bell was a big reason why. I wanted to give them out versus Utah, but I thought maybe Utah coming off that loss would be a little amped up, so I was afraid of the game. As it turns out, San Diego State won the game in triple overtime in what might have been the best college football game played last weekend, and it was done in relative obscurity. But the reason they did is because of Greg Bell. Greg Bell is a problem for everybody, and he's averaging like 8 yards a carry. And by the way, 8 yards a carry, still not leading the nation. But Greg Bell, San Diego State, tied at number 10. And again, preseason, I wouldn't have had either one of those guys in my top 10 in terms of Heisman candidacy. That brings us to number 9, and I wouldn't have had this guy on the list either. In fact, it would have been laughable to think about number 9 as being on a preseason Heisman Trophy list. But he is, and he is for several reasons. One, his team is unbeaten. Two, he's played very well. He particularly played well against Auburn. Number 9 is Penn State quarterback Sean Clifford. Clifford played the best game of his career against Auburn in front of 107,000 on national television, given all of the shoddy officiating that went against Penn State. And Clifford just kept making plays. He kept making plays. He did not allow his team to succumb to any of the bad calls or any of the nonsense. He just kept playing and kept making winning plays. He played the best football game of his career. And quite honestly, he's gotten a little better every year. And this is the best version of Sean Clifford we have ever seen. So I don't know how you don't elevate him into top 10 status at this point, given the fact that his team is unbeaten. They've already beaten Wisconsin and Auburn. I'm not sure there are many teams in America with two better wins than Wisconsin and Auburn. I mean, not saying that Wisconsin or Auburn is vintage Wisconsin or Auburn. That remains to be seen, particularly in Auburn's case. But they're good football teams. They're good, high-level power conference football teams. And Penn State beat them both. And Clifford played exceptionally well against Auburn. So Sean Clifford moves to number 9 on the September 21st Road Rage Heisman list. Number 8 is a guy I would have probably had on here before the year because I had him 6th or 7th in the nation in on my preseason quarterback list. Number 8 is Coastal Carolina quarterback Grayson McCall. Again, I think McCall is the best leader in college football. I think it's either McCall or Ritter of Cincinnati as the two best leaders in college football. McCall just continues to play well. Now, I imagine his quarterback rating will dip a little. I have not. It seemed to me that the NCAA had not updated the quarterback efficiency ratings when I checked it as of today. In fact, they were like more than a week behind. So I don't know what they're doing at the NCAA. I have no idea what those people are doing, but you would think that the stats would be updated on a weekly basis. They were not. So it still showed Grayson McCall as a 213-point-something quarterback rating as of this morning. I'm imagining that quarterback rating has dropped. He played well in the last game against Buffalo, but he did have a pick in the game. So I imagine that number will drop a little bit. But McCall continues to lead Coastal Carolina. He's throwing the ball better than ever. You know, I know some of that coaching staff down there. One thing I'm a little curious about is McCall put on some weight this year because he wanted to be able to better absorb hits. I'm wondering if the staff down there thinks that maybe he's lost a half a step because he doesn't look quite as quick in the running game, in Coastal Carolina's running game, as he did a year ago. So we'll see. But he's still just a tremendous leader, and he's throwing the ball better than ever. And, you know, this kid has just such complete command and is probably college football's best leader. And, look, I'm just not sure anybody's beating Coastal Carolina. I think they have a very legitimate chance to run the season unbeaten. Yeah, we'll see. But Grayson McCall is number 8 on my Road Rage Heisman list. Number 7, another name that would not have been on this list preseason. And number 7 is off to an incredible start to the year. It's almost hard to find quarterbacks who have played better than the guy that I have at number seven. We'll talk about who that is on the other side. We'll take a quick break. You want to get in the conversation. Really, for the first time in 2 days, you can get in. 654-7627. I'll be back.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Hi, everybody. I'm Don Munson, and up next is your daily Clemson Athletic Update. But first, this word from Founders Federal Credit Union. Hey, Tiger fans, Founders is all in with Clemson, so get your Clemson debit card today and show off your Tiger pride. Plus, take Founders with you anywhere, anytime with Founders Online. Whether you want lower loan rates, higher saving returns, or just great personalized service, Founders has all the products and services of a big bank with a personalized credit union experience. Clemson University students, faculty, staff, and FA members are eligible for membership. Relax with Founders Federal Credit Union, the official credit union partner of the Clemson Tigers. Founders is federally insured by NCUA.
Well, hope you're having a good Tuesday, everyone. Here are news and notes from Clemson Athletics. The men's soccer team will be traveling to Greensboro, North Carolina today for a match against the Spartans of UNC Greensboro. Clemson 8-2 all-time against the Spartans. Clemson 7-0 on the season and have outscored their opponents 25-1 so far in the seven matches. Certainly all the best to Mike Noonan and the men's soccer program tonight. ACC honored linebacker Levante Bentley as the linebacker of the week and running back Will Shipley as the rookie of the week, as Clemson has now earned 545 weekly honors from the ACC for football since 1968. Bentley learned that he was going to be making his first career start this past Saturday when Baylen Specter could not go because of a knee inflammation. All he did was go out and have 13 tackles, including a team-high 3 tackles for a loss. Of course, Shipley had a career-high in rushing attempts with 21 as he rushed for 88 yards and scored 2 touchdowns in the Clemson 14-8 victory over the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech. Again, hope you have a great Tuesday, everybody. Appreciate you tuning in. As always, go Tigers.
Get the edge at Tri-County in the top 1% nationwide for successful transfers. We're training healthcare heroes at Tri-County, from medical lab and surgical technician to EMTs and medical assistants. You too can make a difference in this ever-evolving world of healthcare. Learn more at tctc.edu/healthcare. Tri-County offers you the opportunity to gain the skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Get the edge today at tctc.edu/healthcare.
Fall's coming, the leaves will soon be changing, and now is the perfect time to change your current car into an exciting, fun-to-drive new Mazda. Mazda, the import brand with more safety and luxury that was also named most reliable. Bradshaw Mazda is the one-stop destination. Our inventory is back, over 50 available, plus more arriving daily. Bradshaw Mazda has 0% available on every new Mazda. We offer a no-hassle buying experience that our customers love. Bradshaw Mazda, where our cars are just easy to buy. See our specials at BradshawMazda.com.
Hey Tiger fans, Clemson soccer alumni Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I wanted to update you about the current real estate market. With high buyer demand, historically low mortgage rates, and low inventory, buyers are fully prepared to purchase. If you have been considering selling, now is the time. My professional approach is to educate my sellers so you are fully prepared every step of the home selling process. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients and developing lifelong relationships. If you're looking to sell your home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
New CBS Originals.
This stage is sedan. We have an abduction in progress.
Tonight, be there for the premier 3-hour event.
The guy is in Budapest. We need to figure out how he's connected.
Starting with FBI, then FBI Most Wanted, and new series FBI International.
Everybody down!
These guys were pros.
The FBI's new tonight, starting at 8, 7 Central on CBS.
Then, an exclusive look at traffic trouble spots in our area. In your car, not moving, trying to get anywhere on this road can be frustrating.
Roper Mountain Road, now a problem area for traffic.
7 News digs into the Roper Mountain Road Extension Project.
But get the entire section of Roper Mountain Road and Roper Mountain Extension to a 3-lane road.
The timeline, the cost, and how the project...